Weiss Schaefer, you are the CEO of Push Doctor. You are the leader of this business, which I can imagine has had an extremely busy last 12 months plus as we talked together here at the early part of February 2021. Push Doctor was the first business to offer a digital platform providing a video consultation with patients. You're VC backed. With partners including Oxford Partners, Draper Esprit, ADV, and Partech. And I think you've raised over $55 million so far, so Series C. I'd like to hear a little bit more about the business, how it works in a minute. But just to go back one step for the benefit of our audience listening to this second series podcast, you've been with the business for about 3.5 years, Weiss, and you joined, I understand, as a COO. Of course, rose to the CEO role in 2018. And you've worked in some interesting marketplace businesses. You worked at Treatwell and Just Eat, two very successful businesses, different scale and different degrees of success. But certainly, you will have learned a thing or two about a marketplace. Welcome.
Brent, thank you. Good morning. Thank you for this, Rupert. Hopefully, the sun is shining down my end, so I'm hopefully it's shining down yours too.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And every day we seem to be getting slightly better news as we see the vaccination rollout across the country and the world. My first question, Weiss, is how does your business work?
So we have a couple of models, but I think the most clear and simple one is our video consultation platform. So ultimately, how we work is we work in full partnership with the NHS, and ultimately we all partner to offer our digital solutions to our partners. So we predominantly work within primary care, where ultimately we will partner with your GP practice to support you with your demand and help you offer a digital solution to your patients. So if we, for example, partner with Rupert's medical practice, what we'll do is we would say to your medical practice, how can we support with your demand? And you would typically say, well, would love to do 200, 300 appointments via digital. What will then happen is a message will be sent out to patients with the opportunity to download our app. You can go into the app. You can download an appointment, download the app, book an appointment for a time which is convenient for you. That's typically between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. You would have the consultation through the app, and the doctor will have full access to your medical records, and therefore there's a full continuation of care. But it's typical, the majority of our model is via video consultations. We provide a few other products. So probably at a very, very high level, outside of the video consultations, we also provide a triage product. So ultimately, Rupert would go in, and then Rupert would say something such as, I'll download the app, I have a mental health issue. We can then point you to a mental health specialist, and that mental health specialist can consult with you. And then you'll bypass the typical going through the GP practice, the referral, et cetera, et cetera. And that happens all within the NHS umbrella. And
Fantastic.
that's the majority of our business. We also do this privately, but the majority of the focus is partnering with the NHS.
And how does the company generate revenue?
In a couple of ways. It's typically we would be paid a per appointment fee. Typically within the NHS, it costs the NHS anything between £30 to £50 to deliver an appointment. By working with us, we are at least 20, 30% lower as a price point with that. And there's a continuation of care. So we will typically get paid on a per appointment basis. We also release some software, and that software is typically paid as a per patient fee. So those are two typical models.
Right.
In the private forum, we have a direct-to-consumer product. So you pay kind of pay as you go. So we have a pay as you go, and we also have a corporate offering. So we also get paid that way as well in our private setting.
Fantastic, fantastic. And of course, taking the pressure off the NHS will be welcome for everyone, as is obvious now, but forever. Give me an idea of the coverage in the UK today. How many people can download your app and get an appointment?
So we serve over 5.5 million patients. So it tends to grow every single day. So at the moment, we're around 5.8 million patients, which we serve across London, Manchester, Leeds, York, et cetera, Birmingham. That gives us scale through over 500 GP practices. We're also live in three hospitals, rolling out in a further five. And we also have some strategic partnerships with some mental health specialists, UTI specialists, et cetera. But that's the coverage, I'd say around 5.78 million.
And this podcast is designed to talk about certainly the challenges of the last year and the various lockdowns and the effect of the pandemic on business, but also looking for any positives that have come from it, to shine a light on where perhaps businesses have accelerated their growth plans or become better as a consequence to the realities that the business have faced. Tell us of your experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a complete whirlwind, and to be honest, we're still in the thick of it. So we as a team, and I personally really haven't had a time to really reflect, because we're still over 100 miles per hour. But you know, when initially we had the lockdown, you know, the service was hugely in demand. We saw over 100-200% spike straight away. But I think the biggest challenge, and you know, we were seeing huge adoption of our product in the world pre-COVID. But the biggest challenge was literally overnight, we had to turn the whole NHS, we all had to turn into a digital, provide a digital solution for our patients. And doing that overnight in a sector which is just moving from being analog to digital, that created an absolute massive challenge. And what we were able to do in waves. So those who are tech savvy, digital savvy, we were able to launch with those faster. But those who are still on fax machines and pages, you know, we had to do a complete robust onboarding process, which took us some time. So I think it's been 100 miles per hour. Of course it has. But the key thing that I'm very passionate about, and our company's passionate about, is how do you do this at such a time and ensure that it follows all the clinically safe guidelines that this type of sector has to have. How do you do it completely synchronized within the NHS? The one thing we do not want is doing all these consultations and leaving the NHS with a huge amount of administration following this. So that's one of the unique things about our product. There's a complete, fully integrated solution. So it's a continuation of care. There's no administrative stuff. So it certainly has been hectic, but the market is moving at a fast pace.
As a fundamentally tech business, you will have developed the business to the degree that you developed it to. And I'm sure, as with all technology stacks, plans, businesses, that there's a long way to go. But regardless of how efficient, smart and intelligent your business is, surely the piping into the NHS trusts is reliant on how efficient they are on their side, which I can only imagine has been a challenge. Is that the case? Has that slowed you down, or have you managed to overcome these what I call piping issues?
I mean, it depends. I think it depends on regions. You'll naturally have some trusts who are a bit more advanced than others. I think at a very, very high level, every single trust, every single organization, they are very key to have a digital solution for their patients, and some are ahead of that, and some have never had it before, and some have had it in small parts. And I think the key thing for me is what has unfortunately happened in this space is certain groups have come in, and they've come in with the wrong ethics. They've come in, there's some patient data here, which I could do something with. Oh, there's this, there's that. And that's created a rightful barrier from partners within the NHS to say, hey, hold on, you can't come into the NHS and abuse it. Let's do it the right way. So there's always been a keenness, but you know, kind of at a very, very high level, if you're partnering with somebody in London, a practice in London who has traditionally done digital solutions and not quite got it right, that the groups there have already, you know, got somewhat digital savvy. But then you kind of go to a more remote area and they've never had a digital solution. So it does vary, but the intention and the desire is strongly there, which is a phenomenal place to start.
And looking over your shoulder and just taking a pause for a moment before you go back to work after this conversation, what are you most proud of personally as a business or as a team over the last 12 months?
Saving people's lives. It is I mean, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, I've been at Just Eat, I've been at Treatwell, I've been in other places. But the stat that I get most proud about is saving people's lives. I mean, we get feedback on a very regular basis. Had it not been for your service, this would have happened. Had it not been for your service, that would have happened. And it's actually a brilliant motivation tool for not only myself, but for the team. You know, everybody has dark days, everybody has down days, but being able to look left and right and say, hey, folks, come on, let's go save some lives. Pick yourselves up. We're here to save lives. It's just such a powerful motivator. So when, you know, there are challenging days, of course they are. And I think particularly in a current situation that we're in right now, being able to say we are supporting, we are helping, whether it be the NHS, whether it be patients, whether it just be general people, even from a workflow perspective, seeing my staff, you know, we thankfully haven't had to furlough anybody, and given staff that security has been brilliant as well. And you know, it's all of that has just been absolutely phenomenal for us, and it gives absolute, I mean, it gives brilliant satisfaction. Of course it does.
And when I look at your business, some of the executives and some of those who've helped form the business and advise in the business come from the world of medicine and the health service and systems. But when you look at the other functions of your core business at all levels across all aspects of the company, have you typically hired people who have an innate interest in the sector, or have you found people from various companies, sectors that have been brought into what you're doing and wanting to be part of it? And before I let you answer that question, I appreciate you're based in Manchester as well, where there's an ever-growing and exciting tech and digital ecosystem. There's a lot of talent there, which is great. And I'm sure it's still difficult to hire and retain, as with any competitive market. But tell us a little bit about hiring people and where typically you have hired from.
Yeah, no, that's an absolutely brilliant question. That's actually been part of our learning as a company and my personal learning in this space. I mean, we are predominantly and ultimately a digital technology company first. That's what we are, and we are in the healthcare sector. However, you know, the teams have had to accommodate to the sector that we're in. We couldn't just hire tech people, digital people who've done digital marketplaces. So one thing that was very, very core for us to do was to invest in the clinical team at every single level. So we have board members who are previous clinicians and doctors. We have members in the exec team who, you know, Dr. Dan Bunstone, he used to be the chair of Warrington CCG. He sits in our exec team and supports us with all the clinical input that we need to have. We have a governance team. We have a dedicated medical team, which Dan leads. And it's been very, very important to mix the two. Now, when it comes to the tech hires or the operational hires, core to their skill are their tech skills, their customer service skills, etc. However, they do have to go through a rigorous onboarding training, which gives them the coaching within the sector. So any member of staff that starts Push Doctor, prior to you starting, you spend a week or two on a tool which we call Bluestream, which has all the guidelines there, whether it be safeguarding, other disciplines within the space. And these are modules which everybody has to do in order to get an understanding of the space that you're in and the sector you're in before you start. And that really helps us with, yes, you're a specialist in your area, but we're in a sector where there's so much regulation and guidelines that you have to pass these pieces. Yeah. Before you go through, and should they not be able to, then unfortunately they don't pass the probation.
They rebound.
They rebound. So that's been actually something different, which I haven't had to do at Just Eat or Treatwell before. And it's very, very important to sync the two. We're in a space where you have people's lives in your hands, right? So there's an absolute massive responsibility, and we can't cut any corners. We have to make sure every single box is ticked.
Absolutely, and of course, you know, finding the right character and personalities with, you know, EQ, empathy, integrity, and everything that is critical on the path to finding out whether you're sick, ill, or recovering, or getting advice to how you can remedy any ailments is important. Whether you're regarding, you know, you're sitting behind the tech stack or you're running a social media campaign, I imagine that DNA has to be present in every or as many people within your business now and tomorrow.
It's our core values. We've got our three core values are empathy, ambition, and resilience. It's absolutely to the core of what we do. And everybody has to abide by those guidelines. It's core to the business. It's so important.
I teed you up for that one. I did.
You really did. We didn't even work for that.
I had a look at your site again before this chat. Well, listen, I've got one more question for you. And I really enjoyed chatting and learning a bit more about this. And I hope, again, that those listening are enjoying these thriving and surviving through the podcast series. My last question is, when you look ahead, and as we are getting more positive and hopeful about this vaccination rollout and getting back to actually being able to meet one another comfortably, as odd as that seems right now, what are you excited about as you look to the future this year for the country, perhaps, and also for your own business?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one. I think, I mean, primarily the big focus for us is absolutely brilliant vaccination is happening. How do we support with that? But it's ultimately the state of what and it is going to be a horrible phrase, and I'm trying to get the great phrase, but what are people going to be like post this pandemic? So, you know, we're seeing mental health higher than it's ever been. But one campaign we've launched is a Your Health Matters campaign, which focuses on the clinicians. I think during this period, clinicians have just been completely overstacked, overworked, and seeing day by day the impact that this virus is having firsthand. And you know, we noticed that you know, the clinicians weren't getting the support that they needed as part of that, and or they just kind of just rocked and rolled and didn't focus on their own health. So we provide free mental health consultations to clinicians, and we call the program Your Health Matters, because it's very, very important that following this pandemic, clinicians are in the right state of mind. And of course, everybody that's been impacted mentally by this, it's important. So I personally believe, you know, following vaccination rollout, we're going to have kind of two things. I think primarily one, there's going to be what state is everybody in to continue care? And we have a plan to support in that. And the second piece is where does digital care come into this? I think, you know, when the pandemic occurred, when we had our first lockdown, you know, naturally everybody was moving to a digital solution. And, you know, one of the fears were, you know, would we go to 3 months, 4 months of let's find a digital solution, and then it'll go back to status quo. But because we've had such an extended period of this, it is very, very clear that digital healthcare is here to stay. And thankfully, patients, doctors, the NHS, government have seen the benefits, digital solutions, not just Push Doctor. Of course, there are many other brilliant providers in this space, what they have provided for the space. And I think going forward, one thing that really excites me is predominantly healthcare has been a thing where you get sick and you get seen. It's been very, very reactive. We're finally in a position now where we can get proactive. We can get into a position of patients being more focused on their healthcare, more proactive about their healthcare, and a system to be set up to serve patients who are more proactive about their healthcare. I think kind of real life discussions we're having with those in government and within the NHS is, how does a portion of the NHS funding get dedicated to digitalization? Now, whether that's with Push Doctor, whether that's with the practice themselves, whether that's with another partner, who knows? But it's great that these kind of conversations are happening, because ultimately what it does allow is it allows more people to enter the system. It gets us more proactive again about our healthcare. And ultimately it makes us all a lot more healthier, which is, you know, digital technology is the way forward on that. And that's what excites me the most. It's more people getting more care.
I mean, you make such a good point. And actually, thank goodness for businesses like yours and founders of businesses at Push Doctor and right across the world building these technological businesses that can help in health and medical care when they have, and that this crazy situation we were experiencing globally has accelerated the understanding and increased the conversation about how we can use these technologies in a way. Thank goodness these tech businesses like yours were established when they were, and that we can now ride this wave of acceleration in understanding and deployment, and not the other way around.
Indeed.
Good. Awesome. Great speech, you Weiss. And I wish you every success this year. Thank you for your time.
Likewise. Brilliant. Thank you, Rupert.